Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And we are just days away now from Black Friday and the start of the holiday shopping season, he said with a sigh.
On our news line is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, only 26 days this season to get all our shopping done. It's pretty compacted. What can we expect?
Well, the analysts are saying we're going to spend about 3.5% to 5.5% more over last year. Last year was actually a strange season because the stock market was down very dramatically in December. There were a lot of unknowns with what the future would hold for the trade wars. Now we're kind of used to the trade war. And frankly, there's more Americans that are employed. Wage growth hasn't been fantastic, but it's certainly strong enough to beat the pace of inflation. So that means that we've got more disposable income. And Americans say they're going to go out and shop. And of course, all these deals have basically been out there since almost hours after Halloween. So the deals are already out there. You don't have to wait till Black Friday.
You know, you should have a plan. I never do. No one I know ever has a plan to go out and get this done. But, you know, if you think about it a little bit and you have your tips and things already and you know you're on a budget and you know what you want to do, it's a better way to do it.
Yes, in fact, this reminds me of my father who used to say as he would cut someone off on the West Side Highway, see what I'm about to do, never do this. So don't do what he just did, which is don't go out without a list. And that means that before that you start this process, go to last year and say, what did I spend? Pull out a credit card statement, maybe your bank account statement, and say, what did I spend? Who did I spend money on? Do I need to actually repeat that this year? We had a survey out last week that made me nuts. 27% of Americans say that they are going to go into debt because of their holiday spending. This is a terrible idea. So, you know, no one really cares how much you spend on a gift. And that is what is most important. Stay within that budget. A few things that can help you. There's a cool app called Giftster. It's free. Helps organize your gift list. And then you've got the shopping apps that are amazing. The ones that allow you to scan barcodes of products, or Shopular, which is coupons and location-based notifications. Browser extensions like Honey can help your online searches be a little bit more robust. So don't get sucked in. Don't go crazy. Keep your head on straight, gang.
Jill Schlesinger, thanks for the advice.
Sure.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.